Prague City Council's executive committee has backed demolishing the city's historic Liben Bridge, a 1928 construction with cubist elements, rather than opt for the alternative of renovation. If the plan goes ahead, a new bridge will be built in its place. Proponents argue that saving the original would be almost as costly as building a new bridge and will require less maintenance moving forward. Jan Wellinger reports.
The latest decision appears to be yet another nail in the coffin of Prague's historic Liben Bridge, which is in poor shape and has been a long vexing problem in need of a solution. This year, for example, the bridge had to be closed for a month and a half. Even so, some NGOs and, for example, the mayor of Prague 7 vastly favor saving the bridge rather than tearing it down. But the apparent broader consensus on Prague City Hall's executive committee appears to be that the bridge will have to go altogether. Prague Mayor Adriana Krnáčová told Czech Radio that this was in no way a hasty decision, but one that had been under consideration for quite some time.
We have looked at this question for a number of years. Even though it was long clear the bridge is not a cultural heritage site, we still waited for 2 years for confirmation from the Ministry of Culture. Even if we repaired the bridge, it would need constant attention.
Among the backers of the demolition argument was Deputy Mayor Petr Dolínek, who wrote that tearing down the existing bridge to make room for a new one was more economically viable. And he also made clear the commission would be a FIDIC contract as opposed to a classic tender. That means the price for the new bridge's construction would be fixed and could not balloon financially the way Prague construction plans have in the past. Those against tearing down the historic bridge or unwilling to vote on the matter at least included fellow Deputy Mayor Petra Kolinska, who voted against, and Councillor Jana Plaminková, who abstained. And Councillor Jan Wolf did not vote, according to Czech Radio. The executive decision still has to get backing from the majority of the full council, which meets on Thursday.